Okay, hello everybody. My name is Shan Stratton. I am owner of Core Health Products out of Arizona. I welcome you all to the Tuesday night health and hydration education call. And I'd like to first start off by saying a thank you to all of you that did come to the call tonight. Each and every call we have been doing, it seems like each other week or so when we do these calls, we break the record of the previous week. And I can tell you that pre-registrations were about 35% higher than we've had in the past. Highest number of pre-registrations that we have ever had. Looking at the computer sitting right here in front of me, one of the greatest turnouts we've had on our calls. I thank you all for being on these calls and sharing them with others, because we truly do at Core Health Products take pride and try and do our best to educate people on health and hydration and things that they can do. It's not all about our products or our programs. We try and bring in experts from all different walks of life, from all different industries, that can provide benefit in finding or providing that health and that youth or vitality, that youthfulness that people are looking for. And so we hope that these calls are beneficial. We feel that they are. We're getting great responses back from people, and the numbers just continue to go up and increase each and every call that we do. I'd also like to say a special welcome to all of our international customers and people that are logging in. I know we have international people that have pre-registered as well as logged into the call tonight from multiple different countries across the world. It's neat to know that we are truly making a difference, not only right here in our own country, but in multiple countries across the world. So thank you all very much. I look forward to tonight's call. We got a great lineup for you tonight, a topic that is really near and dear to my heart, because inflammation, being the topic tonight, really is something that we need to take a look at. We're seeing and hearing more and more and more about the need to focus on inflammation on programs like Dr. Oz and Oprah and many of these top-notch programs that have experts on. We're seeing more and more people, especially doctors, focusing on and talking about inflammation or the inflammatory responses that we're seeing to the challenges that we're facing in America today. You know, we look at a day and age where it's go, 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 go. And go almost always translates into inflammation to some degree. That's not necessarily a bad thing unless we're not addressing that inflammation. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is what is inflammation, how is it so challenging, or why is it so challenging, and how do we address it? How do we reduce that inflammatory response, which many people may not be aware, inflammation challenges the immune system. And as that inflammation drags on, if you will, or becomes more chronic, our immune system is jeopardized. There's research after research and more coming out showing that with chronic inflammation, the immune system is weaker and weaker and weaker. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We've got a doctor that's joining us tonight that has a great background, understands not only how food can address and help with inflammation, but understands our products very well. In fact, she's one of the top consumers of our product. She's one of our top customers and shares our product line with many people that come to her practice. But she also looks at ways of sharing nutrition and sharing true principles, which we respect very much. So we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about inflammation. That's going to be the focus of the call tonight. But before we bring on the doctor, I want to state that if you look online or if you hear programs where doctors are talking about many of the diseases that are continuing to get worse and worse in America today, multiple conditions are directly linked to chronic inflammation. In fact, many of the doctors are referring to inflammation as one of the most widespread debilitating diseases in America today. I've kind of summed that up and started using a statement that I put together, which is that I'm really starting to see and believe that inflammation may be one of the most dangerous chronic conditions that we face today. And why is it so dangerous? Well, there's direct links, folks, to all of the following conditions and inflammation. There are direct, traceable, tested, proven links with chronic inflammation to heart disease, one of the top killers in America today. There's direct links with multiple sclerosis. There's direct links with chronic inflammation and rheumatoid arthritis. Direct condition or links with the condition of cancer, colitis, asthma, Crohn's disease, allergies, diverticulitis. I could go on and on with that list, but there are specific and detailed links between those conditions and inflammation. So if that is the case, and there really is that and those links there, we've got to address inflammation. We can't, as a company that really tries to bring that education out there, we cannot just say, well, yeah, inflammation is a challenge, but there's not much we can do about it. There are all kinds of things we can do about it, and we want to bring that to your attention tonight. So to help me tonight, bring that to your attention and talk about inflammation and things that we can do to reduce that inflammation, I would like to bring on Dr. Fisher. And first of all, before I introduce her, I want to make sure she is on the line. Dr. Fisher, are you on the line where we can hear you?
Yes, Sam, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And as a proper introduction, I must say that I can't even tell everybody all the things that she has accomplished and done, but I can tell you that she is a nationally known speaker in her profession, in our profession. She is a chiropractor. She's a naturopathic doctor. She is someone that works hand-in-hand with her patients. She actually graduated from chiropractic college in 1985 and has gone on to establish multiple practices in multiple different states and cities across the country. And then recently meaning in 2007, I guess that's somewhat recently, she established the TLC Holistic Wellness Clinic, which has brought really a lot of relief to hundreds and thousands of people. And one of the things that I thought was neat is just last year, folks, Dr. Fisher was selected for inclusion in the renowned publication. Maybe many of you have heard of it, and if you haven't, you will. But the publication that is the Worldwide Leaders of Health Care. And she was in that publication as one of the leaders in true health care across America today. And I love the fact that she shares our principles with us here at Core Health Products, which is that almost everything can be addressed with natural remedies, with increased utilization of nutrients, getting away from the pills and the drugs and the needles and things like that. Dr. Fisher currently has a practice and lives in Livonia, Michigan, and it's just such an honor to have her on the call tonight. She is nationally known, speaks at conferences all across the world, and she is someone that certainly knows a little something, not only with patients, but personally about inflammation, especially internal inflammation. So without telling much of her story, and I'm going to let her do that right now, Dr. Fisher, thank you so much for being on the call. Folks, this is Dr. Carol Ann Fisher, and it's an honor to have her on the call.
Thank you, Sam. It's a privilege and an honor to be on the call with you. I really admire everything that you do, and the products you've helped create are just absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you, and it's a lot of fun to work with people like you and have the caliber of people like yourself, Dr. Fisher, on our calls, because as you heard me say, that is truly something that Core Health products is trying our very best to bring to those that want to listen is not all about our products. We believe that our products fill a huge void, a huge need in America today, but we certainly don't have everything or all the answers. We did a series that was called Pieces of the Health Puzzle, where we brought in experts from sleep or air quality or exercise or whatever the case may be, and you certainly fit into that because you feel such an important piece of that health puzzle with your addressing how people become healthier through chiropractic and nutrition and supplementation. So what I'd like to do is let's start just first of all, if you would share your story, because your story is so motivational to me, and I didn't even realize how far down the road, if you will, of challenge that you were before you started taking the Core Health products, and then how far you've come back to now. It was a neat story. So if you would share that, I would appreciate it.
Okay, it's not something I really talked about before because I was kind of embarrassed by it, but here we go. 3 years ago, I was in an office situation where the office flooded, and I was exposed to black mold for quite a long period of time, and I didn't know it. And what the black mold did was it created pain in my body. I mean, I had so much inflammation I couldn't sleep because I hurt. It shut down my digestive system, so I couldn't eat because anything I ate, I hurt. And I was bleeding. My gut was so inflamed, and I didn't want to eat because it would only make it worse no matter what I ate. So I basically was doing a lot of water and juices. And I did that until I discovered alkaline ionized antioxidant-rich water. And that water was a turning point for me because I started getting rid of some of the pain and inflammation. So the quote-unquote chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which is what I would have been diagnosed with had I seen a medical doctor, which I didn't, that started going away, and I started being able to sleep. But I still couldn't eat. I mean, my eating was very, very limited. I was doing protein shakes, and then I became allergic to the protein powder I was using. So I was living on almonds and apples, and I did that for months. And then I found your products. And I started taking them, and magic started happening because I started being able to digest again. And my gut pain started going away, and my body started healing. So between this amazing water technology that we have at our fingertips, thanks to the awesome, innovative Japanese with alkaline ionized, antioxidant-rich, hydrating water, and now the nutrition to help repair the digestive system, which I think, personally, all health issues stem from the digestive system. Because you are what you eat, but it's what you digest that matters. And I am fixing almost every single patient who comes in needs digestive enzymes.
Well,
people with raw food who can't even eat raw food because they don't have digestive enzymes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And what's remarkable to me and what I'd like you to really reiterate, because a lot of people don't realize that what you're saying is that an inflammatory response to black mold, okay, so it has nothing to do with digestion, but an inflammatory response to that, in your case, shut down your digestive tract for the most part. So here would be a great example of ongoing inflammation affecting various areas of the body rather than just one or two or three areas, correct?
Right, and considering that I was breathing it, not eating it, whenever anybody's under stress, and that stress can be any kind of stress, what people don't realize is they always think when I say the word stress, emotional stress. But there are other stressors like toxins, like mold, like an immune challenge. That's a stress. like a food allergy. That's the stress. So we're exposed to these stressors. It can affect the weakest link in the body. There's always a weakest link. And for me, apparently, the digestive system is my weak link, because that's what it affected.
And I think we're seeing that more and more as time goes on, because when you talk about stressors, one of the most debilitating, if you will, or active, probably the better word, one of the most active stressors is indigestion. The lack of digesting our foods is a stressor that causes multiple different types of immune challenges and inflammatory challenges. So that's why we're seeing more and more and more people with indigestive disorders, if you will, that is really branching out to cause things like increased heart disease, as we talked about a little bit earlier. One other thing that I'll say, and Doc, I'd like to get your input on this, but I know the big number of the people on our call tonight are very aware and familiar with the damages of acidity and how increased acidity causes all kinds of damages within the body. Well, ironically, you need to also understand that inflammation is one of the most acidic reactions that there is within the entire body. So inflammation itself can cause a massive increase in acidity throughout the body. So as we reduce inflammation, we can also reduce acidity. And then you couple that with, as you said, the alkaline water, many of the other things that we're going to talk about from an enzyme perspective. But talk a little bit about how acidic inflammation is.
Well, the thing about inflammation is it's caused by acidity, but stress is what's causing the acid reaction, which then causes the inflammation. It's like a chain reaction. Now, I tell patients, if you line up a row of dominoes and you knock the first one, they're all going to go. So when you have stress, you're acid. You're making acid when you're stressed. And then acid creates an inflammation. And then that inflammation can be anywhere in the body. It's going to start in the digestive system, and it works outwards from there. Because the key to health is the digestive system. I've actually written several articles titled The Key to Health, and it's based on the digestive system. And for me, my digestive system was not great to begin with. It's always been a weak area for me. So that was why when I got exposed to black mold, they just took it right out. So inflammation, apparently black mold is quite inflammatory. I mean, mold takes over. It grows. You know? It would have killed me had it not been for these two things. I know that for sure. I mean, I was at a point where my teeth had turned brown because of the black mold.
Yeah.
And the mouth is a reflection of the digestive system.
Yeah, and that...
And they're white now.
Well, that really is, as I said, I think that's a perfect example of we have so many different factors that are causing inflammation within our bodies. Let's look at for a minute what are some of the anti-inflammatory things that we can do to address that inflammation. I think everybody on the call is very well aware that inflammation is we're being bombarded with all these things that increase inflammation, whether it be injury, whether it be physical stress, whether it be whatever the case is, we're being bombarded. So let's look at some of the things that are anti-inflammatory that we can do on a daily basis. We're going to get into the enzymes because proteolytic enzymes are one of and have been used for centuries as natural anti-inflammatories, and we're going to talk about that. But let me throw out some different anti-inflammatory foods that people can consume. There is going to be no pill. Whether it be our joint health, our essential fatty acids, or someone else's anti-inflammatory products, it's never going to be as effective as trying to do natural food consumption on a daily basis and then incorporating our stuff. For example, omega-3 fatty acids which are extremely high in our krill oil, our core essential fatty acid product. You get that from the fish oils and stuff. But then there's also anti-inflammatory ingredients such as turmeric. And turmeric is one of the greatest anti-inflammatory products, or ingredients, if you will. And we see that in the Ukon, the Enagic cells, the great anti-inflammatory. We get anti-inflammatory responses from salmon, green tea, papaya, I'm going to come back to that in a minute, blueberries, broccoli, sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes is something that I have all of my professional athletes that will do it. I have them eating raw sweet potatoes before, during, and after each and every workout and game because of the high nutritional value, but more importantly, for the high anti-inflammatory responses that it gives, the high enzyme count. Papaya, real quickly, and then I want to get your perspective on it as well, Doc, but papaya is an anti-inflammatory fruit, if you will, and it's been used for years and years and years, dating all the way back to the days of Columbus. But they would take papaya, and with anybody that had an injury, they scraped their knee, they twisted their ankle, whatever the case is, they would cut a papaya in half, and they would spoon out the inside of that, of the papaya, and then they would put the skin right on top of the injury, the scrape, the cut, whatever it is, because of the extremely high enzyme count within papaya. Same thing with pineapple. So enzymes being used as anti-inflammatories have been around for years and years and years, and I'm extremely proud to say and very confident, folks, in saying that there are very few people that understand and have studied enzymes as much as I and our formulation team have. We have been enzyme-based nutritional experts for 20 years. I will stand toe-to-toe with any enzyme-based product out there from inflammation, digestion, or anything else. But it's ironic how we're seeing so many of these past modalities being used now as anti-inflammatories in a day and age where inflammation is literally rampant and getting worse and worse and worse. Your comments on that, Doc?
I would agree. And most people are not even eating those foods. You know, God gave us what we need in the fruits and vegetables. Those are the antioxidants, the anti-inflammatory foods. And they're just not consumed in the way we're supposed to consume them. We should be 80% of the diet should be that, and it's not.
Yep. Well, then you would also agree then that the anti-inflammatory portion of our raw fruits and vegetables and grains and things like that, we often think about fruits and vegetables as being healthy for us from many different perspectives, but people don't realize how anti-inflammatory, how much of an anti-inflammatory response we get from raw fruits, raw vegetables, raw meat, raw fish, raw sweet potatoes, raw oatmeal. You know, that's another thing. I have people ask me all the time, well, I hear you talk about raw oatmeal. You know, we cook our oatmeal. We don't eat raw oatmeal. Hey, the only reason we cook our oatmeal, folks, is because that's what Grandma taught Mom to do, and Mom taught us to do it. We need to understand that we take raw oatmeal. We get some good rolled oats, some steel-cut oats. We put them in a bowl. You add some skimmed milk, fat-free, or you use coconut, or you use whatever it is, silk, anything that you choose to use. Add a little bit of sugar if you need to. I'm not a sugar proponent, but replace that with honey or stevia. Now you have some raw oatmeal for breakfast. Raw foods are anti-inflammatory, correct, Doc?
Add some fruit to it, yeah. Add some blueberries. They're high in antioxidants. Blueberries are awesome. All the berries.
Yeah.
Blueberries are awesome for their nutritional value. Add that instead of sugar.
Yeah, That kind of slipped out, I think. As we've said many times before, nobody's going to be able to eat perfectly, but if we can replenish and replace as many of those things as we can, the better off we are going to be. Let's talk about how, from a product perspective, we know that the anti-inflammatory properties of the water, the antioxidant properties of the water. I've said multiple times over, I know you would agree, that alkaline water, antioxidant-rich water, is in fact the largest majority of our body. And so doing that, drinking Kangen water or alkaline just any good alkaline ionized antioxidant-rich water is a great anti-inflammatory. But let's go another step. We talked about this a little earlier, Doc, privately. The need for specifically proteolytic enzymes to continue or finish that anti-inflammatory response by separating the cells and so on. Do you want to address that?
Sure. Because, you know, we do need the water because we are water creatures. But the water has to carry the nutrients. So the nutrients have to be there. And what activates the nutrients are the enzymes. And that's where the proteolytic enzymes come in your formulations. Your formulations are, they work, people are just blown away at how much better they feel. And they love being able to take one pill instead of five, you know, to get the same result. And it's because the enzyme component that you have put into the product, where you can take pain anywhere in the body and take the joint health, and it will handle that. I was even taking the joint health and handling the digestive pain I had. It wasn't a joint.
Yeah.
It was because of the enzymes. And the heart health, I mean, that product is awesome for people's heart. I see so many people. I do a test called the heart rate variability test where I can measure the heart, the rate of the heart, and I can see if the heart is struggling, if it needs more oxygen, if it needs more nutrition. If it needs oxygen, I know that they need more oxygen-rich, antioxidant, alkaline, ionized water. But I also know that they're going to need nutrition. And sure enough, when I give them the heart health, they do better. And the new product goes right along with that.
So you actually have a tool, a mechanism, that scientifically can show that when taking our product, it improves the function of the heart and, for the lack of better terms, the function of all organs throughout the body, correct?
Yeah, it actually measures the autonomic nervous system, which is what helps make the heart go.
Mm-hmm.
And it measures the heart rate as well, so we can actually see the heart rate. And all people go, oh, yeah, they just told me I have arrhythmia, or they told me I have an extra heartbeat. I go, well, that means you're nutritionally deficient. It's not like, you know, let's do something about it. Instead of having an issue, let's fix it. Let's give the body what it needs to repair itself. Every person's body has a blueprint for health. Every person's body. You can look at the blood. And you will see when you look at blood, like in live cell analysis, which we also do in the office, you can see the status of the liver. You can see the hormones. You can see the digestive system. And you can see that what the water does in terms of helping the blood be more hydrated. But when you add those proteolytic enzymes in, the red blood cells separate, and they're carrying oxygen. And they have to be slightly separated to carry the oxygen. And the nutrients have to be able to get in. And that's where your enzymes come in. And I've never seen anything work as fast or as well as your products. That's why I sell so many.
Well, that is a...
keep them in stock.
That's a great problem, and that's a great endorsement, and I appreciate that, because I know that you... in your position, have been given samples and free products from probably every other company out there, and the fact that you've chosen to use ours, I am certainly honored. Let's talk specifically about the joint health, and really, I want to explain to everybody how and why joint health came along as a natural anti-inflammatory. See, I come from a world in athletics where NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories are used rapidly. Drugs, basically, pills, your over-the-counter pills or your prescription pills that are used as anti-inflammatories. Well, research shows, without question, that anti-inflammatory drugs slows the recovery process. It literally hinders the recovery of an athlete slash individual, whether you're male, female, young, old, doesn't matter. Any injury is hindered by non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which is all the pain pills and things that are out there. But what we provide now in the joint health is we look at naturally how do we reduce inflammation. There is a whole family of enzymes, specifically proteolytic systemic enzymes, that need to be in a formula, which is the joint health. We created that, though, very unique to all the other, quote-unquote, natural anti-inflammatories that are out there, because each and every enzyme requires some very specific minerals in their amino acid chelated form to allow those enzymes to function properly. And we make sure that every member of that proteolytic enzyme family from A to Z is included. There are many different proteolytic enzymes. Most companies will give you one or two or maybe three. We want to make sure that we have incorporated in the joint health all those systemic anti-inflammatory enzymes that are required to break down that damaged tissue. When there is an injury, and I'll let Doc reference this as well and address this as well, but when there is any injury, whether it be from twisting an ankle, so physical injury, or whether there be an injury from emotional or physical stress or any type of stressor, there is micro tears or injury, which instantly causes the immune system to kick into place and scar tissue to start being created. That scar tissue is made up primarily of protein. The broader spectrum of digestive enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, you can get into your system instantly, the less scar tissue or conglomeration of dead protein that begins to build up. So the joint health should be something that everybody should have on hand, just like in the past someone would have ibuprofen or aspirin or maybe a medication for inflammation or pain. That joint health really should take the place of that, and I suggest every person having it because inflammation is a protein reaction to protein more so than anything that a drug can address. Doc?
I would totally agree with that. I mean, even patients with back pain, I'm giving them proteolytic enzymes. That's what I give them.
Yeah.
Because that handles the pain. And it allows the body to start healing the area. So I'm doing that along with joint support, you know, and that's your product. It's right there.
Well, would you say, Doc, from a doctor's perspective, that given the environment of the world that we live in today, the fast pace, always going, always stressed, always thinking about what's coming next, always trying to get things done, that inflammation is going on in every single body, basically in America, and that an anti-inflammatory product like joint health would and should be incorporated into basically everybody's day-to-day regime with, not in replace of, but with the changing of their diet to more fruits and vegetables and raw, you know, sweet potatoes and things like that. Would you go that far?
I would. I would add in, you know, something simple like sprouts because you can grow your own very easily, you know, and that's an easy raw food to transition to when people are going, I don't know if I could eat sweet potatoes raw. Well, put some sprouts in your salad. You know, that's a nice, simple way to start. You know, so much of the inflammation is there because we're eating foods that can't be digested, which creates inflammation, and it becomes a vicious circle.
Yeah.
You know, going round and round and round because you're not digesting. The more you don't digest, the more inflammation, the more the gut is injured. We get what's known as leaky gut syndrome, where the undigested food particles actually leak into the bloodstream, creating inflammation now systemically throughout the body.
Yep.
And we just end up with more and more issues. So it's you know, taking things like the total joint support that you have developed, this core product, is so key to help handle the inflammation, along with those enzymes for digestion, where we can now start to repair the gut and get rid of the food allergies. I see so many people with food allergies, and that stresses the hormones. And a large number of people that I see, almost everybody coming in needs some kind of hormonal support and digestive support. Because the hormones are so stressed because the body's been so inflamed for so long and not digesting for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm rebuilding the body with hormones, you know, and I'm using food-based. I don't use hormones. I don't use, you know, hormone replacement. I'm giving the body food to repair, food and herbs and enzymes, and that's what I use.
Well, with that, and this is going to touch a little bit on the digestive health, even if you're providing healthy, nutrient-rich foods to people, hey, you listeners, even if you're eating nutrient-rich foods, if those foods are cooked or processed whatsoever, then your ability to extract and utilize those nutrients are limited. So that's where we're getting so many people that are saying, well, wait a minute, I'm eating relatively healthy. I'm eating grilled chicken breast. I'm eating baked sweet potatoes. I'm eating, you know, wheat bread. I'm eating a healthy diet. Why am I still having issues and inflammation and joint discomfort and diverticulitis and yeast infections and all of these different things? It is because when you cook any food, nutrient-rich or nutrient-deficient, over 118 degrees, you kill every enzyme. Therefore, the nutritional value of those foods are limited. That's part of what we try and pride ourselves in, is helping people understand that nutrient consumption is not the end. Nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. And the only way to increase that nutrient utilization is by either eating all raw or introducing back into that or those meals the digestive health, that broad spectrum of enzymes that digest carbohydrates and proteins and fats. That's when you get full nutrient utilization. And as you said, Doc, the body will heal itself when it has all the nutrients that are needed.
Exactly. Exactly. And you said it perfectly, because what I see is most people can't really digest their food. Well, I don't have digestive enzymes. I mean, you know, people come in going, I don't have digestive issues. Why am I taking this? And I go, well, first of all, you're telling me that you're constipated. You have acid reflux. And that is a digestive issue. Well, I didn't realize that. I just thought I needed, you know, Tums or whatever. I'm like, no. So people don't even recognize what the digestive issues are. But basically, any condition that is non-optimal can be traced back to a lack of the ability of the body to break down the foods that would have healed the body, so it wouldn't have had the problem.
Yeah.
So everything stems from the digestive system. It's one long hollow tube from the mouth to the end. And we have to be able to absorb all the nutrients and use everything in that food. And if we eat food that is not rich in enzymes, where we can't break it down, and we don't have enough enzymes in our body to do it, we're not going to utilize the food. We are what we eat, but it's what we can metabolize that counts, not just what goes in our mouth. We have to be able to utilize it, and it's exactly what you're saying.
Well, that is correct. And for those of you that may fall into that category of, well, I don't have digestive issues, as you said, Doc, understand this, that research shows that your pancreas that produces these enzymes that are mandatory, it reduces enzyme production 12% every 10 years after the age of 30. So between 30 and 40, 12% less. Between 40 and 50, 12% less. Between 50 and 60, 12% less. You may not think you have a digestive issue right now, but you are depleting those enzymes and that enzymatic production so rapidly by the cooked and processed foods, the emotional stresses, the physical stresses, the toxins that we breathe in, all of the things that we go through. That's why I say enzymes and probiotics are more important to the future health of this country and this world right now today than any vitamin or mineral or antioxidant or anything else. So the digestive health is really a staple product that, as many of you have heard me say, I believe that the digestive health should be taken with every single meal, with every single person, every single day. In fact, Doc, share with me again, how many of the digestive health do you take with each of your meals?
Well, when I first started taking your product, when I was taking the digestive health, I was doing 8 per meal. I'm now down to 4, so I'm getting better. My goal is to get down to the 1, but I will get there. I'm 50% better.
And it's because you understand the need for replenishment and digestion, and that's what you need to get your body back to where it needs to, in your mind, where it needs to be to fully digest properly and to replenish those probiotics in the gut and the lower GI, correct?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, I know, folks, that we've the focus of the call was on inflammation, and I hope that many of you got a good indication of some things you can do to reduce that inflammation. The joint health is an anti-inflammatory, and now with the heart health, core essential fatty acids, the omega-3s are unreal as an anti-inflammatory. I think we are going to see more of an anti-inflammatory reaction with the joint health and the core essential fatty acids than anything that we have done before. You're going to get your good fats, your omega-3s, and you're going to get that astaxanthin, which is only in krill oil. Folks, you don't get the astaxanthin, which is a huge anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. You don't get that in fish. You don't get that in the fish supplements, the omega-6s and the omega-9s. You only get it in the krill, and that's a big reason why we went with that. So the essential fatty acids on a daily basis with your joint health is and can be your most effective anti-inflammatory protocol that there is. Now, real quickly, and Doc, I want to close out with you in a second, but we've got someone on the line that gave us a testimonial before. I've got great respect for this individual. Had such great response with the joint health as an anti-inflammatory that he talked about being able to go back to the state fair and do things with his kids that he hadn't been able to do before. He got away from heavy drug usage. And replace it with the joint health and been able to reduce that. When I talked to him and asked if he would tell us now where he's at, were we able to maintain that relief or has it kind of been a relapse? He was happy to do so. And so a good friend of mine, someone I respect very much, Paul, are you on the line where we can hear you?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Your testimonial last time you were on probably brought more response in emails and texts and things like that because it was so empowering that, I was in tears just like you were that night. But as everybody knows, helping someone for one day or one week or one month, a lot of things can do that. But to maintain that is something we take pride in. And Paul, if you would share with the listener just real quickly how or if we've been able to maintain, it's been I don't know how many months now, and then what your thoughts are on the EFAs as well with it.
Okay. Well, hello, my name is Paul, and like Sam said, I started taking a joint health, which has tremendously helped me change my lifestyle and increase the quality of lifestyle. Let me start out by saying I've had a few injuries, you know, to my knees and my back, just from heavy lifting and from earlier days at the gym and then working. And so because of all that, it put me almost at a crippling state, because I've got arthritis in my knees and back. And before I met Sham, it was so horrible that I honestly would cry, try to get off the couch and doing stuff with my kids. You know, I was not able to do things. But because I started taking the joint health, and now recently the EIS, this product has done, I am amazed. I'm still happy, have the same results, and still continue to decrease the amount of heavy drugs that they were giving me. At first, they had me on morphine, they had me on Arthotec, diclonazine, and then a short-acting oxycodone. And so I was able to reduce all that and increase the amount of joint health I've taken. And I tell you what, if anything, my life has gotten better as I continue to take it. And I even feel 10 times better, including the EAF, because I started taking those as soon as they came out. I tell you what, Shan, I'm just, the product is awesome, and it works, and I'll stand behind it. And I'm floored and just happy that my life is back the way it was. And, you know, granted that, you know, I can't do all the things I used to do, but this has increased my life by at least 50% and able to do the things that I had not been able to do and get a grip of the inflammation and all that and the swelling. Those swelling problems that I had with my knees, where I couldn't even put my shoes on from the swelling of my knees, they'd go down to my feet. I haven't had that in quite some time. So I just thank God for it. And, yes, it's a great product. I'll stand behind it.
Well, I appreciate that, Paul. Most important question of all is, have you been able to continue to do more and more with your kids? Because I know that was the most painful thing to you, was not being able to do things with your kids. And has that been able to do that now?
Yes, sir. I tell you what, I've been able to do things that I didn't think I'd be able to do. Like right now, you know, I'm able to play with my little boy and all that. But not only that, but ride the stationary bike and not worry about my knees getting all inflamed and being able to walk the next day. But, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, with my kids, it's a huge difference. I'm able to take them places and do things that I was not able to do. So not only am I happy, but they're happy. So it's great.
Well, Paul, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I respect you, and just appreciate you taking your time and sharing that with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Shannon. Your product is amazing. Like I said, I still continue to use it. I buy it by the cases, so it's tremendous.
Well, that's great, man. Thank you. Thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll be talking more.
Yes.
Dr. Fisher, let's close out. In fact, I'm going to give you the last word on product-wise. You know, we both have such a great testimony of the value of the alkaline water, the antioxidant-rich, the value that the water brings, and then you incorporate with that, which is mandatory. As we've said before, just alkaline water, just ion-rich alkaline water, antioxidant-rich, is not going to do everything. The enzymes are mandatory in life. And so with the water and the joint health and the essential fatty acids, do you believe that we really have a program or a protocol that can relieve inflammation to a large degree?
Yes, with one exception. If people continue to expose themselves repeatedly to things that are inflammatory, it becomes a battle. And the goal is to win the game, not to keep putting ourselves in a condition where we're being exposed to inflammatory things. And simple things like making sure we're not taking showers in chlorinated water. You know, whether it's a beauty water that we're showering in, if not, then make sure that we're showering in chlorine-free water. Chlorine creates so much inflammation for a body. You breathe it in the shower, and it goes in through the pores of your skin. It affects the hormones. It affects the digestive system. It's inflammatory.
Yeah.
And that's in the tap water. You know, we're also exposed if people are not cleaning their produce, using very strong alkaline water, 6 pounds of pesticides per year. That creates inflammation in the body. We've got to reduce our exposure, you know, and they put chemicals on new clothes, and if those are not washed prior to wearing, those chemicals go through the skin into the body, and that creates inflammation. There are so many different things that I find that people are doing that are creating inflammation. The products that they're using, the personal care products, there's 126,000 chemicals in personal care products that people are exposed to every day because they're not looking at the ingredients.
Yeah.
So people need to be aware of those things, too, because if we have the right enzymes and the right fluid, the nutrients, the alkaline-rich antioxidant water to carry them in, but we're constantly bombarding the body with things that are inflammatory, then they're going to go, see, your stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
No, you can still overload the system. The idea is to repair the system and keep it as healthy as possible by reducing your exposure to things that are inflammatory.
So needless to say, everyone's got to do their own part. But then in addition to that, we at least have, it's just like we know everyone's not going to eat perfectly, but try and eat the best you can. And when you can, or when you're not, we have the best choice that you can choose to put that into that diet or that lifestyle and so on. So, folks, without even going into the athletic side, I can tell you I get testimonials from professional athlete after professional athlete. We've got an NFL combine camp going on right now, or I'm sorry, an NFL preseason camp going on right now here in Arizona, where we've got, I don't even know, we've lost count, above 40 professional NFL players in here. And the ability to reduce inflammation in those guys has become so much easier with the joint health and the alkaline water. And you putting the EFAs in there with that joint health. So we believe that we brought some great tools. We believe there's a lot of good information out there. We want to continue to bring that information to you. But folks, I'm gonna close it out tonight. Of course, give the special offer tonight. But before I do that, I want to thank Dr. Fisher first of all, and then also give you the last word real quickly in 30 seconds or less. If there's anything additional that you'd like to say to everybody,
the body has the ability to heal. You give it what it needs, and it will serve you. You know, and it's your choice. We're not saying that you have to have a perfect diet. We're saying enjoy your life, help your body live, because this world has a lot of inflammation in it. So do the things that you can to help your body be less inflamed, and it will help you live a not healthier, longer, happier life.
Very well said, Doc. And thank you so much for your time and your expertise. I know you're in great demand, and I appreciate you coming on our call. I will tell you that with the announcement of you being on the call and us continuing to grow in numbers each month, each time we do this call, this was one of our number one participated, I'm looking at the numbers right now, this is one of our top calls that we have ever had, and I thank you for being on. I thank each and every one of you for taking your time. I hope that you learned something. I would also invite all of you to go to our website at corehealthproducts.com. Take a look there. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletters, our blogs. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ corehealthproducts. We're on Twitter. We stay as active as we possibly can in bringing that education. You can also send me an email or us at info@corehealthproducts.com. Give us your input. If there's something you'd like to see on a conference call, something addressed, something changed, something good or bad, we'd love to hear it. We are a group of people, a company that truly tries to provide you with the information you need and the products, whether it be our products or someone else's. We want you to have the information, and that's first and foremost. So thank you all for being on the call tonight. Now for the special, and for all of you that are on for the first time, you'll be happy to know that we always give a special at the end of these calls that is available until midnight tonight. Sometimes we extend it, but we want to make a special offer to all of you that do make these calls. And tonight's offer is all orders that include at least one joint health and essential fatty acid, that are above $100 will also get a free bottle of Digestive Health. Okay, we're just going to put it in that order for you. You don't have to put it in your shopping cart as you're going through. Just go to corehealthproducts.com, go through the ordering process, make sure you have at least one joint health and one essential fatty acid, because that was our focus tonight. Then you can add anything else in there you want. You can order two or three or five of those. You can order another Digestive Health or another Core Health pack, whatever you want. But as long as you have one joint health and one EFA, you will get a free Digestive Health. We'll just put it in there. The coupon code, folks, is SWELL. I didn't want to make it too long, so we did SWELL. That's S-W-E-L-L, like swelling or inflammation. SWELL, S-W-E-L-L. You put that in the coupon code through the ordering process. Above $100, you'll get a free Digestive Health. Now, if you go above $170, you're also going to get free shipping on top of that. So free shipping and a bottle of Digestive Health. Make sure you have one joint health and one essential fatty acid. I hope you all have a great night. I thank you so much for being on the call. I thank you, Dr. Fisher, for taking your time and sharing your knowledge and expertise. I look forward to so many more great calls like this and working with many of you out in the field. We're doing events all across the country that you can find on our Facebook. Thanks again for the night, and thank you, Dr. Fisher.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everybody. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.